You know, I think my favorite part about episode 3 is that all the frustrations about how to mechanically play this game are behind us. We know what we're doing. We're strong. We're healthy. We're going to beat up this guy that beat us up last time. We're going to meet Daddy Lucifer. We're going to, like, get a whole bunch more exposition. It's kind of like we're resetting this whole thing. We've got traction now. We're not just spinning the tires. It's great. Let's just do it. Let's get into it.
Gone and press record.
Came across a porch. Now I got endorsed. You want to see a movie? You can press record.
Yeah, so. Oh, shoot. I also have to.
Yo, he looks really weird. This? I guess because he's not four legged, but like, he's like that hunch.
Yeah.
He's like that half slouch. Very strange. Does that mean you ride yours like it's on its hind legs, so you're just like piggybacking?
Oh yeah, dude. I'm like, it's like riding a T-Rex.
That's intense.
Big time. Okay, so yeah, now that we've figured out how to level up your mandatory boy, this is a lot smoother.
A lot.
Okay, I'm gonna beat up one of them. Oh no, you miss. Okay. Gotti. Ha ha. Talos is stout, dude. Takes like zero damage from basic attacks. It's crazy. Let's be friendly. Yeah, look at that smile. Oh, you love Maka? Me too. 180? Okay. You'll do anything I want, you say. Why don't you loosen up that scarf? Take off them headphones.
I mean, my headcanon is that Ice Baby is like literally 7 years old, so you're really fucking my mind, Palace. And
I'm the of Demi Kids, as they say.
Okay. I think the podcast is canceled now.
Hold on, wait, someone's at the door.
There's a breaching charge is about to go off.
Boom.
What? It's the FBI. What do you mean you need me to come out and answer some questions?
I don't think they ask you to come out and answer anything. I think they just kick in your goddamn door and kill you.
Yeah, I think like as long as there's not like new story stuff, yeah, like because there is some time where
state a few times, so if you need to roll back, you can.
And I think this is, it's one of those things where like the way that I always approach mobile games, at least, is they're, you know, to my mind, if it's meant to be played in large chunks, it's a weird mobile game, in my opinion.
Then how do you explain Genshin Impact, my friend?
True. I think that is
Genshin Impact.
Despite its massive success, I would call it an odd mobile video game.
By massive success, do you mean massive boobas?
I mean that's part of the massive success for sure. Yes.
Oh yeah,
the massive. I actually don't think there's a mammary joke to be mined here, but you know, some of those small chunks are meant to be spent just like, okay, I'm gonna take like 25 minutes to sit down and like fuse 10 demons to figure out what goes with what and why. I guess that's still what they want you to do, even though it's meant for children. It's meant for those types of children.
I'm rejecting that it's meant for children. Sorry, I just fully.
That's fair.
I mean, Game Boy Advance games maybe were marketed towards children in America, but like as on a game design level, gotcha. Many Game Boy games were not built for kids. Cody in the House on like GBA? Perhaps.
I think I'm just headcanoning that because this is so like cartoony. I should have healed, but I think I'll get them in one shot. Okay. As long as you don't hit me back. Cool. Don't like that. Got it. All right. You're low health. Let's try Gale this time. Don't expect too much still. Okay. Well, it's Let's be friendly. Nice. 270. A little low health to be asking for a lot of for that much money, but that's fine. I need you. I need you for your biomass or whatever to feed to my.
Oh, God. Do you think that's what it does? Do you think it just, like, John Carpenter style just, like, melts you into goop and then, like, sucks you into another demon and then that demon just gets, like, bigger muscles? It's like Bane.
I mean, that rocks, so that's what we're headcanoning. What about you, Sideburns? You want in? Mm. He said he'd rather have a beer. All right, well. You chose death. Gonna have to try harder than that. Mermaid deer.
Damn. Talos. Oh, how did you make Talos? I need to know.
I don't remember. I'll run the tape back.
I wonder if I can make a Talos, because that boy is challenging.
I don't think Talos is exclusive to dark versions, so you might be able to get you one. Damn. I'm just not having good luck with this. Oh, wait. Here he comes with the save. Hey.
Did it work? Oh, got man. The saves never work for me.
It's because you don't have a Talos. I come up on your face. Oops, pow, surprise. God, that'll live in my head forever. Just like that duo hero fanfic. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have mentioned that once every 6 months since I've known you. Like, on God, I'm not being facetious. It comes up a lot.
It's a formative piece of literature.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fine. I'm simply trying to communicate to the listener that that's very true. No joke. It's extremely relevant to your entire, like, personality.
Cut to 15 years in the future or something when I'm trying to run for, like, a city council seat. This like audio comes up. It's like you've got way more reverb than I'd ever put on you, and it's just like formative to who you are as a person. And then it's just like the paragraph where he like shows Duo that it's better to put hot water on a burn than cold water.
Okay, look, if you're listening this deep into this podcast, I think you might be able to follow me down this road real quick. Like, I was 10 or 11 years old at the time. I'd already been using the internet for a few years, and I was really obsessed with Gundam Wing. And I was like, I've got to find more content for this stuff. And I just discovered fan fiction. It was the first thing that I discovered fan fiction of in my entire life. And so I got really, really into it, and there was one that was, you know, an alternate future, like, Hero and Duo were, like, in pilot school together, and they're roommates, and they don't know how to tell each other that they have a crush on each other or whatever, and they're, like, cooking each other dinner, and, like, Duo burns his hand on the pan, and then, like, he puts in the sink, and there's this whole thing where he's like, oh, no, you gotta use the hot water. And you know the dynamic. If you don't know the dynamic, like, Duo is a very boisterous American guy, and here is a very serious Japanese boy. And so the whole thing is he's sternly like, no, you've got to use hot water to, like, for the burn, because cold water, yada, yada, yada. And then he says, like, I love you in Japanese, and it's a whole thing. Yeah, and it's like, if you know, I can't find it. I was going to do a thing where I read it out loud. But I can't find it, and so, I don't know, if you wrote it, maybe, or, like, know who did, just email the pod account, I guess. Back to the show.
That's, like, looming in the background.
I mean, that is useful knowledge, I guess.
It is, you know? It's edutainment.
Some people don't learn stuff from, like, real life. They learn it from shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I say you never know how people will handle information, because people do just be getting their info from, like, that. Mm-hmm. One YouTuber will say one thing, and they'll think forever that police brutality doesn't exist in America or something, yeah. You know? Who would have thought that Gundam Wing, yaoi fan fiction more informative than YouTubers?
You'll have to do more than zero damage to catch me, Copper. Oh, I can go down here. Oh, is there? No, nothing.
You like?
What's that?
That's like my only major complaint with, like maybe the gameplay side of this is how much the maps look like you could do a lot of like traversal and roaming, but like if it's just one pixel too narrow, it won't let you through. Like they didn't do a good job of like indicating what you can fit through and what you can't. Damn. Did you
the
not
crit.
Heal? You didn't heal between fights, did you?
No, but I didn't expect like a 60 damage crit. That is on me, but damn.
That's what happens, though. That's like why I'm always trying to heal, is because you just never know when you get one of those out of the gate.
I too love meat. I'm not. What? No. Don't nice try. Don't hurt me.
This Dexter's lab ass looking mountain goat. There's that Verizon box again.
Oh, LOL. I can't hear it.
Yeah, well, I can. Imagine agreeing to become friends with someone new and they immediately just dissolve your entire essence and feed it into someone else.
Mm. Pretty raw.
Pretty raw deal. Give it to us raw and wriggling.
And wriggling, yeah. Gale's like, they treat me really nicely. They feed me all these ices.
On South Beach and your wife, B. What's the friend?
I'll take both of yous.
Damn.
Gotcha.
Just don't fuck around.
See you later. The other one ran away scared. Got him. Got him.
Damn, and you were like having a
big
meltdown
shit
last time we played about how this game was too hard.
I
now
know.
You're just one-hitting things and they're running away.
Now that I understand the fundamental truth of Demi Kids. Now that I've seen the truth, the way, and the light, you know. VR Dark Lord.
Jesus.
And his teachings. Now I can play this game without having a conniption fit.
Well, you love to see it.
Wow, this man just gave me 200 maka. Thank you, sir.
I wish someone
very
would give me 200. Slap it in my hand. I want like a Lynchian character to just walk into the warehouse and just literally slap $200 into my hand. And then just be like,
keep on trucking.
And then they just walk away. And they just, I can't even stop them. They just keep walking. They're like an unstoppable NPC character. That's what. I need that to recenter myself.
I think that's a reasonable thing to request of the universe, you know?
Well, this is.
There's a house over here.
Oh, dang.
Who lives here? Oh, what is that?
Talk to it.
I'm gonna ransack your house real quick.
Save first, maybe?
Oh, yeah. This game does give you the... Oh, hey, I found a luck gum. Nice. Okay, so this game does give you the save anywhere. So I keep forgetting that it wants me to do that. Ooh, damn, I haven't saved in 50 minutes. Damn, bad. Okay. Oh.
Everyone ignores me. So boring. I think I'll join you.
Oh, it's Y-Reg. It's nice. The thingy that person was talking about. So this freshly hatched, one-legged, blue-feathered thing lives in this house by itself? Sus.
Oh, like that, does Y-Reg evolve?
This is a banger.
I'm looking.
It's gotta. I mean, hey, if you want to look it up.
I am.
You know. Okay.
Not my right.
I can't stop you. Well, that's dope. Glad I decided to check this little square out. Let's save that again. Welcome to Cinetown, baby. Time to feed Gale a little bit more because I'm going to try to take on this dude who absolutely handed my shit to me last time.
Gale getting swole.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's
swole. Hey, damn. 141, baby.
I gotta put in some work for Randall.
Got him.
Damn, you are just... God. Remember when this whole thing fucked you up?
Mm-hmm.
That cat does rock, though.
Nice! Oh, shit, that's right, he just appears. Damn, I thought he was
in,
like...
Oh, this guy. Yeah.
Overworld no, person. No. Okay, cool. Well, here we go. Must be that Demi kid that Forlo was talking about. You're so cute. Are you really that powerful? Sorry, but I just gotta see for myself. All right. I am going to hit him with a Crush Claw, because that's gonna lower his defense.
Crush Claw.
And I'm also going to power boost myself. Damn, okay. Whoa, okay. Damn. Well, let's heal all, and then... I don't know, maybe try this. Damn! That's a lot. Two. Three. Damn. Four hits, baby. Okay. Huh. Well, unfortunate. Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh. Hmm. Well, I think you got it.
Yeah. Damn. All right. I'm back, and I'm gonna kick your ass. So, we are going to, again, hit him with that Crush Claw.
Do you have a power boost or anything?
Yeah. Gale has it as well.
You
so.
Gotta, yeah, you gotta rep the power boost and stuff. It's a big money shit. How come you don't have three out? Oh, do you not have the
I don't have
the
three
king
yet,
lock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
Damn, that sucks.
Dual power boost up in here. Gonna use some magic to heal my mans. Gonna use some skill to do a hit him with another frenzy. One. Ooh. Two. Ooh. Mm. Three. Mm. Ooh. Hit him with a four. Four.
Mm. Mm.
Got him.
Four for four?
Okay, cool. I figured he'd have a heal. Nice. Incredibly high defense and a heal. Love to see that.
Wait, did you go to school for free?
Yeah. Okay. School.
Oh, got him in the red. Oh, baby. Okay. All right. Not worth it to do any of that. Not worth it to do any of that. Just going to hit him with an attack. Hit him with another frenzy. Oh, I think I got him. Oh, golly, I missed, but I think I'm still gonna clinch it with the frenzy. All right, what's the fourth hit gonna do? Come on, take him down. Oh. Three HP, okay. You know what? I'm gonna heal him just in case. Try to lock it in with one more frenzy. It's overkill. Got him. Nice. Yes. Love it when a plan comes together. As Ezreal from League of Legends would say. I can say that because Justin's not on mic right now.
Beat him. Oh wow, now that's power.
I do pack a lot.
Is his voice just Rodney Dangerfield now? I don't know.
Hey, you pack a lot, Demi Kid. You might be just as strong as Lucifer.
I'm you need like a tie around your neck that you can like chafe into the microphone.
I'm digging this like new crystal walkway thing. Oh shit, I forgot to heal. Ha 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 ha. Oh, what is this? Mm. Oh, nice floating invisible walkway. Love that. We're in the palace. Oh, what the hell? Oh, nice. Okay, so the pentagrams are teleporters, so that's fun. Okay, to see Lucifer, go up the stairs and go to the back. Got it. You got any treasure chests around here? Maybe? No? Yeah? Yes? No? Okay. Now I'm curious. Is this castle made of bones?
Dude, this is fucking me.
This is like...
This is why I say this was not made for children.
Yeah.
This is too much. Ahead lies the deep hole, capital D, capital H, a place where even demons fear to tread. But okay. How do you feel about a demi kid?
I can't pass without Lucifer's permission. Okay. Gotta get that permission.
Can you get to him from here?
Yeah, I just go through this gate. And, oh! Hey, there he is!
Daddy?
Oh, wait. That's Forlo again.
Oh, Forloco?
Shit, what was that? Oh, yeah. You're finally here, Cristobal. Follow me. Lord Lucifer, Cristobal, the demigod is here. I think I remember what I did for Lucifer.
Welcome, Cristobal!
Like...
That's the same as Forlo, though.
No, but my voice is different.
Okay, fine.
That's the thing, is you're mob boss one, I'm mob boss two.
Okay, that's fine, yeah. You're Lord Lucifer? The time rifts?
Yes, I know. The number has quickly grown. At this rate, the future should not come to pass. My world is doomed.
Is there any way to destroy the time rifts? That man's got a bunch of wings.
Long, long ago, two young men ventured from this world. They were known as Doc Lord.
Whoa, he's got a level up thing on his hat.
And Lord Light.
Okay.
They left this world with a vision. A dream of utopia. They left to create Valhalla.
Valhalla has something to do with the rifts?
Those two had the power to control time.
Oh, okay.
I believe there's some sort of link. The two left all in the care of the Time Maidens.
Yeah, the Time Maidens.
These three maidens reside in the Orgel Room deep in the Dark Palace. Cristobal, as I said, the Orgel Room is at the back of the Dark Palace.
You have to repeat yourself.
Visit the Time Maidens. They should know how to destroy the Time Rifts. I hope it won't be long before I hear the news. News of your success. Take this.
To
King Lock and old King Class Demons.
Thank you, Daddy Lucifer.
Use it well. It'll let you summon an extra demon to battle. In case you didn't know, you may need it.
Could have used that against your goon. That's fine. Hey, nice.
Yeah, so, like, what the fuck? You have to fight all of his goons to get here, and then he just gives you stuff once you show up? What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, the goons are testing you, so... Oh. Got anything else to say to me?
My goons always
nope. Be. Same thing. Yeah. Okay. Orgy room. Got it. Go to the orgy room. Everybody wants me to go to the orgy room. in this Bone Palace ballet, am I right?
Out of tune, this tale of terror.
Oh, this rocks. Whoa! No, this Orgel room is sick as fuck.
This fucks.
Just stepped through a Stargate into just like... Man.
Mm-hmm. It looks kind of like a... like Alien. Like a... Kind of like the meeting between both designers involved in that movie.
It's not Geiger
and your what's-their-face Mead.
It's like earthy too, so it's not like biomechanical. It's like biolithic.
Well, that's why I say both of them because the other guy is it Sid Mead? Maybe I can't remember. SYD Mead. Yeah, that was the dude that designed all the like ships and the tech stuff, and then you had your Geiger for the gross stuff.
Oh. There's encounts back here. I didn't expect that. Okay. Cool. Multiple unicorns to try out my recruitment skills on. I'm going to threaten this one.
Damn.
Oh, they like it like that. Okay.
Okay. You don't have to do that.
390? Yeah, that's fine.
Not bad.
Yeah. Hashtag three of them, though.
Damn, I didn't really ever think that would become relevant again.
Except I've got three of them now.
Yeah, so the way it works is when you go to your arrangement, it's left, right, and then it goes back to left.
Okay.
Like, it's not a vertical column. It is literally just like...
Like, who's in the king lock slots?
Yeah, so what it... I
see.
Or I guess in this case, maybe it's 1, 2, and then the third is your first king lock slot, but I just... Since you can't swap out your main, I just, you know, I do it left, right, and then top to bottom, however I want my order.
Oh, I got a fem talk. What is that?
A fem talk.
Whoa. Welcome to the Orgel Room, Cresta Bull.
Okay.
Whoa.
I gotta go ahead and say it. This looks exactly like the main room in the spaceship and Guyver 2, the live action movie. I just have to say that. Just go watch the second Guyver live action movie. Y'all know what I mean. Exactly the same. It's the same. I'm gonna try to find a frame and send it to you. It's so fucked up.
I am Urd, Keeper of the Past.
I am Verdani, Keeper of the Present.
I'm Skald, Keeper of the Future.
Damn.
You must be the Time Maidens?
Welcome, Cristobal. Your arrival has been foretold.
You're finally here, Cristobal. Cristobal, I know what brings you here.
Whoa.
These time chains were left here with us by Lord Light and Dark Lord. They should help you get rid of the rifts.
Whoa.
Cristobal, those are the only time chains that were left here, and they won't be enough to destroy all the time rifts, and even worse, the rifts grow at a rate they may soon render the chains ineffective. Destroy the rifts on the way to the ice temple, though, west of center town. There's a portal at Valhalla that goes to the temple.
Got time. Here you chain. Go. That's off the time chain. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence, Verdandy. Preesh. Okay, you're not going to tell me anything else? All right. I guess I'll just take my ass to the ice temple then.
Yeah, this is an A-B conversation.
It's an A-B-C-D, so why don't you E your way out? Well, then, I guess I'll just use my angel wing and go back to Center Town. Sayonara, punks.
Winged angel, baby. Bam. I didn't even realize the currently active official Atlas website had a page for this game.
Nope, a time rift. Use a time chain? Well?
I used the time chains.
Oh, damn. Light and shadow poured forth, enveloping me. That's new. Hey, it's gone. Cool.
Hmm.
Listen to this shit. See what this is doing. Mm. What they're cooking up with this track. Mm.
Mm.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Cold. That's icy.
Mm. That bass line gonna come in? Yeah. Mmm.
Okay.
Some snare hits? Okay.
I rock with it.
Do 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 do.
I can feel it. Okay. New peeps. Yeah, I don't love that this little, like, baby imp thing is named Temp Tina.
Can you explain to me why that is?
Well, I mean, it's like a temptress, but like a minuscule version. So you call it a, like, you know, Ina at the end, the suffix, as it were. Not a fan of that. That's a little wiggity for me.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Hey, is that Cristobal?
Lena? What's wrong? Where's Jin?
That's me.
Oh, right. Sorry. Him. Him. And I followed... Oh, wait. Him.
And I followed Amy to the rooftop. We entered a time portal and ended up in Valhalla.
Him.
Is there right now looking for the time chains? Cristobal, what are you doing in Dim?
I went to the same room on the school's rooftop, but I entered a dim gate. I was told I should meet Lord Lucifer, ask him about the rifts. So him's looking for time chains too, huh? Guess that means he knows what must be done. I found some time chains here in Dim, but I need more.
You've got time chains? That's great! We can get rid of the time rifts, right?
Well, I've eliminated some, but I still don't have enough time chains, and I have no idea how many time rifts still exist.
Well, then we better find more time chains! Oh, I forgot. This is Shin. Shin's a Demi kid from Valhalla. He's got Demi powers just like you.
Hello, Cristobal. I've heard a lot about you. I believe there are some time chains in Valhalla. But Valhalla is now under the rule of a tyrant. The evil Imperius.
Oh, Imperius sounds important.
We're fighting to save our world, too.
Valhalla's creator, Dark Lord and Lord Light, came from Dim. I've got to learn more about the powers of Dark and Light, I think.
Dark and Light powers?
Cristobal, we're going to go see Lord Lucifer.
Good luck, Cristobal. I don't think it's just a coincidence that you and Jin became Demi kids.
There's no such thing as a coincidence. The fact that you were playing Demi, the fact that you were listening to this podcast right now means that you were energetically aligned with us and this message.
You're all on our You were Demi given powers today.
You were given powers to save this one.
You were given powers to save this world and Valhalla.
I don't... In any case, we've got to destroy those rifts, and we've got to hurry.
The fate of the world depends on you. Now, west of here is a village, Frostville.
Wow.
Past the village, there's the Ice Temple.
Wow.
Inside the temple, you'll find a room with a time portal.
Is
now,
the portal...
Well, the portal will get you to Valhalla. Bye.
Damn, they just bolted mid-sentence. Mm-hmm. That's fucked.
Didn't even have time to be like, well, I just talked to Lucifer, and he said, oh, no, wait, oh, there's no more time chains. Ah, it's fine. I guess they'll figure it out when they get there.
I'm going to keep that speedy up for now.
Speed me up, as they say. Oh, I found out that, like, Sueco dude that I've been a little, like, I don't really give a shit about him, just that one song with Travis Barker that he has.
I don't know who that is.
Because that's the same guy that does the, like, that's 400 on the dash. That thing.
Ghost Vane?
Lipstick stains. She said it was the last time, but I'm a new favorite pastime. It won't change. It was a bad idea. Get me the fuck out of here.
It sound, that's the thing. Like, it sounds like him, but he's also like, oh, but did you know that I can also do, you know, the whole, like, I don't feel the same without you. Like, just the, like, emo core belting shit. And of course, anytime one of those SoundCloud dudes does that, they gotta get Travis Barker on the beat, even though they're just gonna make him go like, and like, which is fine. I don't begrudge the man his paycheck, but like, so because I keep it like, I know this person, and like Sueco the Child, I know they used to be like named that, even though he's straight up like in his mid-20s. I don't know why you'd call yourself Sueco the Child. But hey, whatever. So that whole like, left my heart and my soul something something, these rings of gold that I chase because I'm Sonic, like that, like the shell shot to the new Sonic movie, you know what I mean? Speed Me Up, that's the name of it. Like, speed me up, that song.
Yeah.
Sueco the Child is like the fourth verse in that, where you're like, okay, who is, like, you know what I mean? Like, you've already been pelted with 3.5 minutes of the Sonic the Hedgehog, like, soundtrack selling track. And then this industry plant ass motherfucker just comes in, and you're just like, this is the most dog shit verse I've ever heard. And it's him at the beginning of his career, obviously, because his uncle, like, literally works at Nintendo or something. See, that's the thing. Like, Sueco is the person whose dad literally does work at Nintendo. Everyone else that says that is a liar. Because if they were being truthful, they'd be a SoundCloud rapper or a Flat Tummy T influencer, and they wouldn't be talking to you about whether or not that shit about Mew hiding under the truck in Pokemon Red is real or not.
So like I said, we've actually got some traction now, so from here on out, we're going to be chewing through some scenery pretty quickly. We're going to be meeting some new faces, getting a whole lot more plot, a lot more consistently, hitting some dungeons, getting some crazy new biomes going. It's going to be, I'm actually like, really, not that it hasn't been a ride so far, but I'm actually really excited for the back half of this, because it is, not to spoil too much, but, you know, half-ish, halfway-ish, but hey. Not to just belabor this point over and over again, but, you know, there's a Patreon out there. It's $2. You get Discord access. You get the video feed. You're gonna get bonus content. You get the stuff. You know, I've said what the stuff that you get, so you know where it is. You can come find it. There's an Instagram. That's it. That's all we got.